Hey, welcome back, guys, to this episode. Today I'm going to be answering the question, do I partner with people on surplus funds, overage deals? And the answer to that question is yes. Yes, I do. So in my training program, we have a 50-50 partnership program. Here's how it works. My partners or students, their responsibility is to find the leads, research them, and make contact with the person that's owed the funds, okay? So, and basically, as far as contacting goes, here's what it looks like. They make contact with them either via phone, text, email, letter, Facebook Messenger post, you know, whatever it is, LinkedIn Messenger. There's multiple ways to contact people, but whatever method you're contacting people, all my students or student partners have to say is, hey, we understand that you have this property. Looks like it's sold for more than what's owed. You may be entitled to some funds. With your permission, can we send you some more information about how we might be able to help you get money back from that property? And that's pretty much it. And if they say no, you put them in a follow-up sequence. If they say yes, then that's where my team takes over. We send them an email or a priority mail envelope with our company information, what we do, how we can help them. We draft paperwork for them to review and sign if and when they're ready to move forward. And we handle all of that for our partner. So again, our partners, they find, research, and make contact with the folks that are owed surplus funds. And then my team handles the paperwork. We handle the attorneys, any expenses associated with the attorney. We handle the filing of the claims and the disbursement of the funds. So again, it's just a 50-50 split on the net profit. And we'll partner on all types of deals, you know, whether it's the homeowner we're helping out. If it's an estate case, we'll do those where maybe the homeowner's passed away and we're helping the heirs recover surplus funds. We'll work those as well. The biggest thing that I focus on when considering a partnership deal is everyone going to make a good, you know, a good profit on this deal? So for me, I like to try to ensure that myself and my partners, we each make $5,000 per deal. Now, sometimes we go a bit less, we get a little bit less than that. That's okay. But I want to make sure my partner makes $5,000 or more on a deal to make it worth their while and to make it a good payday for them. So that's what we focus on as far as criteria goes, is not necessarily, you know, the total overage, but what are we going to make on this deal if we're successful in helping this client? And is it worth, you know, the partner's time and our time and, you know, the resources that we invest into a deal? So I hope that answers the question. If you're a student, you probably know the criteria, but you can always review it in the first video of section 7 of the training at school.overagecourse.com. That goes over the instructions of how to submit a JV deal and the criteria and all that good stuff. Now I'll answer one final question and then we'll wrap up this episode. Do I partner with people that are not my students? In very, very rare instances do I do that. Here's the reason why. A lot of people have been through other trainings, and what I have found is that the trainings are lacking, okay? There are some good ones out there besides mine, but for the most part, most trainings lack in information that is really vital and critical to being successful in surplus funds. And ultimately, what I found is when we try to partner with someone that's not been through our program, we find out that they are missing critical pieces, they submit wrong information, or they actually sign up the wrong, or they contact the wrong people that aren't even entitled to the funds. And so in most instances, we do not partner with folks that have not gone through our training. Unless it's some, you know, unless somebody brings a deal where they can show, hey, I have done my proper due diligence. I know this person's entitled to the money. I know that there's nobody else entitled to the funds. There's no other lien holders. And I have made contact with them. And it's a good size overage. Then we might consider a deal with a non-student. But in most cases, no. So it's very important that we always always give priority to our students. They have invested in us, so we invest in them and give them priority as far as our time and attention versus someone that may not have gone through the program. So hopefully that makes sense and answers that question. And that's it for today, guys. Short episode. Have a good one. Appreciate you listening. We'll see you in the next one.